Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. When we are threatened, our natural instinct is to protect ourselves. That truism applies to our bodies, our homes and families, indeed to all the things we hold essential and sacred. So too with the ocean, this vast, nurturing global resource that, as we argue weekly here on World Ocean Radio, is being affected and altered in real and critical ways that threaten our lives in an ever-expanding catalog of negative impacts and consequences. How then do we protect the ocean? First, we look to the most obvious threats, the circumstances and conditions that offer the best evidence of the challenges we face. We debate about climate change, CO2 emissions, acidification, fisheries collapse, extreme weather, sea level rise, all of which are evident in continuing research, real-time and real-world conditions, and personal experience. The counterarguments, however, enable procrastination, divert us from modifications and changes that do not require huge investments, dilute and distract political will, and otherwise sustain the problems with little progress towards solutions. The process is entropic, and we can feel and measure the decline a little bit each day. Perhaps the most popular tactic presently in play for ocean conservation is the, quote, marine protected area, unquote. A growing number of places around the world designated and structured to shelter pristine ocean space from intrusive activities. Fair enough, but hardly substantial in the great scheme of things. No, if we are to look for a primary strategy for ocean protection, we must look elsewhere beyond these distant places, to look, without question, closer to home, to the mega cities and associated urban agglomeration that are the true point source in extreme variety and magnitude of scale of the most dangerous and deadly contributors to the ongoing pollution of the world ocean. The 26 largest megacities, more than 10 million residents each, are populated by almost 500 million people, growing at a rate of 2-4% annually. Of these, 20 are coastal. 3 are located on major rivers leading to the ocean, and 3, Mexico City, Moscow, and Tehran, are inland, albeit still a factor in the surrounding watershed and atmosphere. Many are also national capitals, and as such, centers of policy and governance determining political response to the larger environmental conversation. And by the way, new such cities, like Johannesburg at 9 million inhabitants, are coming along strong. These numbers will only continue to grow. It is in these places that we find the extreme concentration of development, industry, and manufacturing, toxic waste, untreated chemicals, air pollutants, sewage, and all the rest that mixed with groundwater runoff and extreme weather events turns the quality of air, local rivers, adjacent wetlands, and alongshore areas into zones where sickness incubates, or worse, little or nothing can survive. The smog brings tears, coughs, and allergies. The mangrove swamps are filled. The reefs are killed. The fresh water is undrinkable. The beaches are unswimmable. The fisheries are gone. The ocean's biodiversity is corrupted at such a mammoth scale of effect that it can never be mitigated by this protected area far away, or that point source improvement, even if nearby. It is an enormous, ever-escalating, mutually degrading process of destruction, much of which is invisible or otherwise lost in a fog of indifference, inaction, deliberate avoidance, cynicism, and disillusion. It is not that we don't know what's happening, but rather that we don't have the determination to save ourselves from it. Am I being histrionic, alarmist? Maybe so. But what will it take for the reality to sink in? Mass infections and diseases, rivers spontaneously on fire, air so dirty and unbreathable that the residents can no longer function, water so vile and undrinkable that the essential daily supply cannot meet the insatiable daily demand? And what happens to those millions if the city becomes unlivable? Where do they go? What do they do? What happens next? Environmental groups must stop fiddling around the edges where the victories are easy. I believe that these organizations should find the energy and imagination to modify or change their strategies, to turn their focus on the megacities, not the empty spaces, to transform those urban agglomerations into visionary laboratories for change, to transcend the global perspective and look to home, where even the smallest improvement will touch millions of people for the better. I believe they should apply their conservation values and financial resources to a new integrated strategy that attacks multiple problems at multiple levels within the local community, reallocating existing intellectual, political, and financial capital from within to design and implement the technologies and systems without, many of which are within our grasp, that will advance a different, coherent, community-based response that will challenge conventional situations, processes, and social behaviors now and set them on end. Let's take those cities by the sea and turn them into exemplary marine protected areas. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.